This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, any references, citations, appendices, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain any statistics, tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version. December 2006. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Volume 7, Number 3. The title of this article is A Survey of Study on the Reasons Responsible for Student Dropout from the Bachelor of Science Program at Indira Gandhi National Open University. The authors of this article are Bharat Inder Fazdar, Lalita S. Kumar, and S. Kannan. Indira Gandhi National Open University, India. Abstract. This paper presents a report on students who decided to drop out of the bachelor's degree program offered by Indira Gandhi National Open University, IGNOU. This study was designed to determine the reasons leading to students' decisions to withdraw from the program. Identified in this study are 9 major reasons for dropouts. Results of this study lead to several suggestions for improving current instructional and delivery strategies of IGNOU's Bachelor of Science program. Following such suggestions could help to reduce students' dropout rate for this particular program through implementation of timely interventions at different critical stages of their learning journey. Introduction. Open Distance Learning, ODL, is now considered as a reputable method of education as evidenced by the establishment of numerous ODL institutions worldwide and increasing enrollment of students in these institutions. In India, currently 22% of the total number of students enrolled in India's higher education system are enrolled in ODL institutions. Concomitant with the growth of ODL, there is the problem of high rate of dropouts. Research has shown that ODL student dropout rates are typically higher than student dropout rates in conventional, face-to-face forms of higher education. In this paper, which views dropout issues from different perspectives as student retention, student persistence, the terms dropout and withdrawal are used synonymously. Dropout studies are of major interest for distance education researchers, because high dropout is one indicator of teaching quality. In the United Kingdom, public funding for higher education is now based on the number of students who successfully complete courses. If a large number of students fail to complete their programs or courses, there is a possibility that ODL institutions historically reliant on public funding may face withdrawal or reduction of such funding. As such, in North America, a Center for the Study of College Student Retention was established to provide retention resources to individuals in the educational community and arm them with the latest findings on the retention of students in higher education. This center also started Journal of College Student Retention, Research Theory and Practices in 1999 to provide deeper insight to this area. Nonetheless, in some cases, dropout can be seen as a positive action. Studies conducted at Open University of UK indicate that students use their Open University study to enter full-time education elsewhere. When viewed in this light, open learning institutions should not be always blamed for high dropout rates. On the other hand, students may opt for ODL because they think these program or courses will be easier. However, this is not the case. Often students' expectations are shattered when they realize that ODL program or courses requires the same efforts, if not more, than traditional program or courses. The purpose of this study was to determine the reasons that influence students' decisions to drop out. We suggest some effective remedies that we feel might improve student retention. The findings presented here are based on a survey of students who elected to drop out from the bachelor's degree program at Indira Gandhi National Open University, IGNOU. Context. About IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. In this section, we will briefly outline the teaching and learning model used in IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. IGNOU offers a bachelor's degree in various science disciplines such as chemistry, physics, mathematics, botany, and zoology. Two important objectives of the bachelor's degree program are to provide higher educational opportunities to those who may have missed out on formal education, that is, working persons, people living in rural or remote areas, housewives, and the disadvantaged. To complete the bachelor's degree program either as general or major in any of the science disciplines on offer at IGNOU, learners must earn 96 credits, one credit equal approximately 30 hours of learning activity, out of which 24 credits must be devoted to foundation courses, and 8 to 16 credits to applied courses. The remaining 56 to 64 credits are subject-specific. It takes students a minimum of 3 years to complete IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. Students enrolled in the year 1991 and 1992 were allowed between 3 to a maximum of 8 years to earn 96 credits towards their bachelor's degree. Students enrolled after 2003, however, must complete bachelor's degree program in no less than 3 years to a maximum of 6 years. At IGNOU, students are permitted to study at their own pace after they complete their first or second year of study, subject to a ceiling of 48 credits earned in a term and examination used to measure students' mastery of the subject matter. If a learner has mastered the subject, then they may proceed at their own pace. Method of instruction. Instructional methods used in IGNOU's bachelor's degree programs differed from those used by the conventional higher education systems. Most learning materials are disseminated through distance rather than face-to-face communication, as is true of any distance education course offering. Because IGNOU is in the process of embracing a learner-centered approach to education, students are encouraged to become active participants in their own teaching and learning process. To this end, a variety of course learning materials are used, from multimedia to print. Other educational modalities used include audio and video cassettes, available from IGNOU study centers, audio-video programs broadcast via the national network of Doordarshan and All India Radio, at selected stations, face-to-face classes held at IGNOU study centers, assignments, laboratory work, teleconferencing, interactive radio counseling and video programs through Jayan Darshan and Odessa channels. While compulsory for laboratory-based courses, students are not compelled to attend the counseling sessions for theoretically-based courses. Bachelor's degree students must engage in compulsory laboratory components of their coursework at IGNOU study centers located throughout India. Laboratory course components are typically offered to students during summer and autumn months, so that they can attend during their vacation. These courses are equivalent to 2 or 4 credits each. A typical 2-credit laboratory course requires students to attend full-time at the IGNOU Study Center for a minimum duration of 7 days. During the 7-day period, students typically invest 60 hours or more to study. Of the 60-plus hours, students devote approximately 40 hours to practical experiments, while the remainder of their time is expended on calculations, preparing records, and viewing or listening to the video and audio programs. Unlike theoretical courses, attendance in the face-to-face laboratory courses is compulsory for all students. Experiments, which are guided by instructors and evaluated daily, comprise 70% of students' course weight, while an unguided assignment, that is, term and exam, carries 30% of the course weight. For theoretical courses, continuous assessment is weighted at only 30%, while term and exams carry 70% of the course weight. Examination of admission and registration patterns over the past 6 years shows that, on average, only 51.7% of IGNOU's bachelor's degree students enrolled go on to the second year of study. Of this, approximately 71.8% of students will further enroll the third year of study, see Table 1. After the first year, 37.1% of students chose to enroll in the third year of the program. This means a large number of students, 62.9%, are not registering for the full length of the program. This data suggests that IGNOU's bachelor's degree program's dropout rate is very high and hence, the retention rate is unsatisfactory. Table 1. Admission and subsequent registration pattern for the last 6 years. Literature review. A number of ODL institutions have carried out dropout studies. Some notable studies have been undertaken by the British Open University, Canada's Athabasca University, Korea National Open University, and Australia's Deakin University. Different models have been used by these researchers to describe the factors found to influence student achievement, course completion rates, and withdrawal, along with the relationships between variable factors. U.S. researchers have taken a lead in developing a wide range of models that attempt to explain key factors that contribute towards student withdrawal from higher education. One British researcher, Woodley, has also discussed the strengths and weaknesses of some important models such as Tintow's model, Sweet's model, and Kemmer's model. These models are widely used by ODL researchers to predict which students are more likely to drop out, and identify interventions aimed at decreasing student dropout rates. Such theoretical approaches have limitations, however, especially when applied to different contexts and situations. According to Woodley, most dropout research falls into one of two categories: surveys seeking to find out students' reasons for dropping out, or studies that look at students' progress in relation to likely predictive variables of dropout. In conclusion, Woodley suggests that rather than pursuing an elusive general model of student retention, researchers should aim to conduct large-scale controlled experiments. In doing so, Woodley suggests that researchers can only then determine whether or not it is more cost-effective to increase social integration by, say, putting students in touch with each other, or to increase academic integration by improving feedback on assignments, for instance. Otherwise, Woodley cautions, we are likely to descend into a tautological situation wherein we say that lack of integration leads to student dropout and that students who drop out are not integrated. The most commonly cited model of dropout studies is one developed by Tintow. According to Tintow's model, withdrawal process depends on how students interact with the social and academic environment of the institution. In an ODL context, researchers tend to place more emphasis on the influence of external environment, such as students' occupation and support from their family, while the concept of social integration into an ODL institution's cultural fabric is given less weight. Students enrolled in ODL are typically adults, attend part-time, and may be full-time job holders who are also shouldering family responsibilities. For such students, factors such as lack of time, poor guidance, lack of feedback on assignments, time management, unrealistic expectations, and so on, all contribute to withdrawal. Other factors also reported include lack of guidance and information prior to registering an enrollment, lack of support from faculty, and difficulty contacting faculty. In examining and following the literature on student dropout, we developed a questionnaire designed to elicit and measure students' opinion on 20 reasons or factors they felt as being responsible for their decision to withdraw from IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. Emphasis was placed on three broad areas: the personal, program-related, and student services. Collected data was analyzed using percentages. Survey method. A structured questionnaire was developed that consisted of 21 items. The survey sample consisted of bachelor's degree students enrolled in the 1991 and 1992 academic years. All students were required to complete the bachelor's degree program within 8 years. Previous research has shown that in countries like Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States, distance learners typically attend college part-time, and many never intend to complete an entire program of study. For this reason, research on student dropout and distance education in these countries typically focuses on individual course completion rates rather than on whole program completion rates. Unlike in these countries, however, IGNOU students are registered in an entire program of study, not piecemeal and discrete courses that may, or may not, be applied to a final degree program as is the case elsewhere. Unlike these other countries that require students to complete prerequisite courses prior to the next level of the program, IGNOU's bachelor's degree students have the flexibility to attempt any course related to the program during the maximum time period allowable. In light of this feature of India's ODL system, we elected to start our survey in 2001-2002 for students who had originally registered in IGNOU's 1991 and 1992 academic year, and had completed the maximum period of their study, 8 years. For the years 1991 and 1992, IGNOU admitted 1,224 and 1,477 students respectively. Of these combined numbers, 250 students who were found to be representative of all regions and who had not completed the bachelor's degree program with 8 years, were randomly selected. The questionnaire was administered to 250 students who dropped out after reaching various stages of the 96-credit program, for example, students who completed 0 to 30 worth of credit courses, students who had completed 30 to 60 worth of credit courses, and students who had completed greater than 60 credits. The questionnaire was mailed by post in November 2001. One follow-up reminder was mailed via post, 6 months later. By late May 2002, a total of 68 student dropouts, 25.6%, had completed the questionnaires. As more responses are preferable, further attempts were made in late 2002 and 2003, but we were unable to elicit any further response from our pool of subjects. It is determined that such low response rates may be attributable to address changes or perhaps students were simply not willing to participate. The data collected from students was analyzed using percentages, research findings and discussions. The sample comprised of 85% males and 15% females. This compares to an average ratio of 70% male, 30% female for all students registered in the last 5 years in all the programs of IGNOU. The different ratio in terms of sex might be due to the overrepresentation of males in random selection of the sample. Respondents were in the age group of 17 to 40 years. The mean age of the sample was 23.5 years. As per IGNOU's program admission requirements, all respondents must have prior educational qualifications of 10 plus 2, 12 standard, in science. The distance of the study center from the residence of learner varied from 3 km to 450 km, yielding a mean distance of 136.5 km. Of our sample of 68 respondents, 50% indicated they were married and 50% indicating they were unmarried. In terms of urban versus rural split, 41.18% indicated they were from the rural backgrounds, compared to 58.82% from urban backgrounds. In terms of prior education, 52.94% indicated they had graduated from high school, 12 pass, while 47.06% had earned a diploma or other qualifications in addition to completing high school, 12 pass. The majority of respondents, 64.71%, were employed. 35.29% were unemployed. Most indicated that they had resumed study of bachelor's degree after average period of 4.7 years. The total number of credits completed by students before deciding to drop out ranged from a low of 8 credits to a high of 90 credits. Students had taken anywhere from 1 to 8 years before deciding to withdraw from IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. Reasons of discontinuation. Based on a review of the literature, 20 reasons were identified for the measuring relative importance of student dropout. These 20 reasons were then broadly grouped into three basic categories: 1. Personal reasons. 2. Program or course-related reasons. And 3. Student support-related reasons. Figure 1. Categories of reasons for discontinuing bachelor's degree program. Personal reasons. Personal reasons, such as changes in status of employment or family circumstances, play an important role in determining withdrawals. Problems cited such as lack of time are particularly acute, especially in cases where students are employed and/or must shoulder domestic commitments. Such students, therefore, may not be in a position to balance their personal obligations and their educational pursuits, and are often left with little or no choice but to drop out. The students' responses for the factors under the category of personal reasons for their withdrawal are in Table 2. Note that consideration has been given to the fact that the questionnaire allowed students to select more than one reason for withdrawal. In this survey, results regarding personal reasons indicated that the main reasons students gave for withdrawal were absence of interaction with fellow students, 47.06%, high cost of attending to laboratory work, 38.24%, lack of time due to changing family circumstances, 35.29%, followed by changes in employment status, 35.29%. Other personal factors found to affect students' decision to withdraw included marriage obligations, 8.82%, poor health conditions, 8.82%, high program fees, 8.88%, and admission to similar program, 2.94%, and admission to some professional program, 5.82%. Table 2. Personal reason as response for withdrawal, expressed as a percentage of total number of respondents. Osman and Wagner found lack of time to be the single most commonly cited reason given by distance education students for dropping out. Similarly, Tresman suggested lack of time as the most significant factor influencing students' decision to withdraw. However, as per Table 2, along with lack of time, other significant factors leading to students' decision to withdraw include absence of interaction with fellow students and financial problems because of the laboratory courses. In conventional university settings, students are brought together to interact face-to-face on various activities such as classes, seminars, group activities, etc. Such opportunities in ODL settings are very limited, however. In IGNOU's bachelor's degree program, students interact with fellow students at their regional study center during face-to-face classes and laboratory sessions. On the other hand, very few students attend face-to-face theory classes, as attendance in such classes is not compulsory. Because of this, students feel isolated and decide to drop out. The IGNOU feedback survey reported here, however, found that students who had taken biochemistry as their chemistry elective, cited two major reasons for not attending their scheduled classroom sessions: lack of information regarding schedules of classroom sessions from the university and the distance of the study center from their residence. Forming local study groups or circles and providing timely information regarding any face-to-face sessions could thus help mitigate students' feelings of isolation. Costs associated with attending laboratory courses was the second highest personal reason for withdrawal. Laboratory courses, however, are difficult to offer, if not impossible, in alternative modes of study. Bachelor's degree laboratory courses are intensive programs of study that take place over 1 to 2 weeks duration at local study centers. Attendance in laboratory courses is compulsory. If the student does not live in the same city as the study center, the cost of staying for a week or more is often very difficult, and in some cases impossible, for students to bear. This problem was cited as very acute among students surveyed and who were registered in IGNOU in 1991 and 1992. At that time, however, IGNOU only had 32 study centers. Today, IGNOU's bachelor's degree program is now offered at 152 study centers, and increases in expansion will likely address the problem of proximate access to a much greater extent. Program or course-related reasons. Program or course-related issues like workload and difficulty are the issues that might compel ODL students to withdraw. These issues become much more critical when science programs like IGNOU's bachelor's degree is on offer, as many courses within the larger program of study deal with difficult concepts. To maintain high academic standards and quality, course syllabi can be difficult to master. For example, previous research examining students' experiences of one physics course revealed that they spent more time studying the course materials than they expected. Table 3. Program or course-related reasons as response for withdrawal, expressed as a percentage of total number of respondents. In terms of the factor of program or course, students indicated their reasons for withdrawal were: 1. The program contained too much material and was thus too time-consuming, 55.88%. 2. Difficulty of learning science via distance, 47.06%. And 3. Difficulty in completing the term and examination paper or test, 47.06%. Other factors like difficulty in doing assignments, 35.21%. The student's expectations of the program as not being, 23.53%. And unavailability of the program in the student's mother tongue, 5.88%, were also cited as reasons for withdrawal. These findings are supported by an OUUK end-of-course survey conducted in November 2002. In this survey, The most common reason cited by students leading to their withdrawal was workload. Students indicated that they fell behind with the coursework. Over 50% of students in this British survey indicated that they spent more time studying than expected. In light of this previous research and data from our survey, it becomes clear that IGNOU's bachelor's degree contents and workloads must both be rigorous, but not to the point of overwhelming students. Further, the faculty must provide workload maps/detailed schedules to help students to manage their time more effectively. The second important issue in this category is studying science via distance education. IGNOU provides information about the courses and specialized distance delivery of the program. Understanding students' often unrealistic or misguided perceptions about ODL and the effort it takes to be a successful student is central to IGNOU's communication strategy. As such, IGNOU's goal is to inform and fine-tune students' expectations about the realities of studying at a distance using program brochures both prior to and during their studies via the course website, face-to-face academic counseling at the study centers prior, and again at the beginning of the program. Difficulty in term and examination paper was third important reason of this category for withdrawal. This problem could be because students were appearing for term and examination without much preparation. To tackle this, students should be advised to attend counseling sessions regularly and students should do assignments before appearing in the term and examination. These steps will help the students in their preparation for the term and examinations and may improve their retention in the system. Some researchers suggested that supplement tutoring could also provide similar and enhanced benefits. Student support related reasons. To provide effective student support, IGNOU has established study centers all over the country. Students are assigned to one study center based on their place of residence for work. Study centers provide students with 1. Course-specific academic counseling, 2. Audio listening, video viewing, and teleconferencing facilities, 3. Library facility, 4. Submission and evaluation of assignments, 5. Information services, 6. Laboratories for conducting experiments, 7. Final, term and examinations. Activities of the study centers are monitored through IGNOU's regional centers. Student support services have a very important and vital role to play in helping students successfully complete their programs of study. Counselors at IGNOU study center shoulder the responsibility of providing timely and quality feedback to students via written evaluations or verbal comments on assignments, and overseeing students' lab work. Clearly, ongoing feedback forms a crucial and critical link between teacher and student learning outcomes in distance education contexts. Feedback along with face-to-face counseling by teachers is considered to be an important component that can positively influence on bottom-line student retention. These activities overcome students' sense of distance, a factor that may challenge and isolate students. The survey results indicated that the major reasons of students' withdrawal were the distance of study center from their residence, 64.70%, and insufficient academic support from the study center, 58.82%, thereby proving that the students were not getting full benefits of student support services provided by IGNOU. Again, due to the distance, students had the problem in attending the laboratory sessions, 52.94%. Overall reasons regarding student support were given in Table 4. Table 4. Student support related reasons as response for withdrawal, expressed as a percentage of total number of respondents. Other reasons students cited as leading to their decision to withdraw are insufficient counseling sessions, 47.06%. Lack of responsiveness from study center, 47.06%. And difficulty in attending laboratory session because of employment, 38.24%. For students enrolled in IGNOU's bachelor's degree program, distance from the study center seems to be a crucial issue. As reported earlier, the mean distance of the study center from the residence of student is 136.5 kilometers. This indicates that for students to benefit from the facilities and services provided by IGNOU, and even for basic information, many students find they must travel considerable distances to reach their nearest study center. This factor becomes more critical, especially for women students as reported by. Most of IGNOU's students are employed, 64.71%, and thus face time constraints of which a long commute would simply exacerbate the situation. Some students, even after they have earned many credits towards their program of study, opt to drop out rather than endure more travel and costs associated with travel. Possible explanations for high responses for the factor 1, 3, and 6A, outlined in Table 4, are that students are enrolling in IGNOU programs after an average of 4.7 years between their prior education and enrolling in IGNOU. As such, these students are informed by their prior experiences in the formal educational system and thus have little familiarity with the demands of studying via ODL. Such students often discover to their total dismay that they are not getting same amount of support as they were accustomed to receiving in their previous learning environments. This finding is supported by earlier research undertaken by McGivney. In IGNOU's bachelor's degree programs instance, 47.06% of respondents cited insufficient counseling sessions. Science courses, however, generally demand high perseverance on the part of students, and therefore they typically need much more guidance and counseling. Summary. From this study, 9 main reasons for withdrawal have been identified. These 9 main reasons comprised 45% of the responses received. They are listed below in decreasing order. 1. Study centered too far from residence, 64.70%. 2. Insufficient academic support from study center, 58.82%. 3. Program was too time-consuming to study all the courses, 55.88%. 4. Difficulty in attending lab sessions due to distance, 52.94%. 5. Absence of interaction with other students, 47.06%. 6. Difficulty to study science through distance, 47.06%. 7. Difficulty in term and examination paper, 47.06%. 8. Insufficient counseling sessions, 47.06%. 9. Lack of responsiveness from study center, 47.06%. Conclusion. This study suggests that out of the top 9 reasons cited by students for their withdrawal, 3 factors, 1, 4, and 5, involved distance, specifically the distance students must travel to their closest study center. Because of this distance, students find it very difficult to obtain student support system on offer at IGNOU at the study center. Indeed, this is often the only place where students can interact with fellow students, take part in face-to-face counseling sessions, and generally be acculturated into IGNOU. Being not able to come to the study centers to attend various counseling sessions, such students indicated they felt isolated and thus triggered their decision to withdraw from IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. By increasing the number of study centers throughout India, and providing information in advance about upcoming counseling sessions, help students to anticipate problems related to travel and time management. Factors 2 and 9 could be addressed by proper monitoring to improve the management of the larger study center network. As Woodley and colleagues point out, ODL is dependent on effective management. As such, effective management becomes doubly important for universities like IGNOU, where student enrollments currently stand at more than 1.4 million students, registered at 1,500 study centers located across India, and even abroad. In this, our era of market economies and increasing globalization, where students are our bridge to a brighter, more prosperous and stable future, we cannot afford to leave them behind. Students are major stakeholders in the ODL equation, so we need to provide the best services and student support to help students succeed. The bachelor's degree program-related problems, such as content and workload, could be best tackled through provision of more systematic information, study guides, encouraging motivation at different levels of their study through the establishment of study goals, and supplemental counseling, particularly for difficult courses. IGNOU's dropout rate among bachelor's degree students can be further reduced by providing better student support at study centers, by increasing the number of study centers available to students, providing program-related information on a timely basis, by strengthening the study guide, and by setting and suggesting study goals. Below are some suggestions, which emerged out of the survey analysis, and which aim to decrease student dropout rates at IGNOU's bachelor's degree program. Science faculty must play a proactive role. Faculty should be in contact with students through email, postal mail, the Adesit network, etc. Faculty must consistently seek feedback from students, assess students' performance, and address program-related problems promptly. Doing so will help increase students' sense of belonging to their local study center, to the larger institution, and more importantly, to themselves as students. Such actions will clearly work to decrease students' sense of isolation. Counselors must provide timely feedback on students' academic performance via their assignments. Timely feedback and assessment will not only motivate students but also prepare them for their term end, final exam. Students must have a clear idea about the course content and workload requirement. As such, in-depth and comprehensive information about the bachelor's degree program must be made available to students before they enroll. IGNOU must work to improve and widen the scope of their student support system, so that students can obtain full benefit of the counseling sessions available, and can participate in peer group interactions needed to help allay students' feelings of isolation and build sense of community. Intensive orientation of the academic counselor should also be undertaken from time to time so that they can effectively transact the bachelor's degree program. Course materials and information describing and outlining laboratory courses and other course-related information should also reach the student well before they commence their coursework. Students' successful completion of the bachelor's degree program is not only in the best interest of the institution, but also in the best interests of the students. Non-completion not only can lead to financial loss to students and institution, it can lead to psychological distress, as some fragile students may feel they have personally failed. Dropout studies, such as the study reported here, help to inform the design of effective information materials, course materials and laboratory components, and overall implementation of the program. Such studies can also help inform the design of interventions that anticipate stages that students tend to drop out, and preempt such decisions. This is the end of A Survey of Study on the Reasons Responsible for Student Dropout from the Bachelor of Science Program at Indira Gandhi National Open University. The text format of this article is available on the IRODL website www.irodl.org. Goodbye.